The 82nd Golden Globes were awarded last night in Beverly Hills.
Netflix Emilia Perez took home the most movie awards, including one for Best Musical or Comedy Film and one for co-star Zoe Saldana as supporting actress. Shogun led wins on the television side.
NPR entertainment correspondent Manalit Del Barco was there inside the ballroom at the Beverly Hilton Hotel. Joins us now, Manalit. So let's start with who won. What were the highlights?
Well, as you said, Emilia Perez was a big winner, and that was no surprise. This film about a Mexican cartel leader's trans journey was also celebrated for one of its original songs, and it was named the best non-English language film at the Globes. Also, The Brutalist became the night's best motion picture drama. Adrian Brody got a Golden Globe for starring as a Jewish-Hungarian architect who immigrates to America after World War II. The award for best director of a motion picture went to Brady Corbet, who also co-wrote The Brutalist.
No one was asking for a 3.5-hour film about a mid-century designer on 70mm. But it works.
And he urged Hollywood to take more chances.
Now, Manalit, just a few years ago, the Golden Globes were controversial. I mean, can you remind us what that was all about?
Yeah, well, there was a boycott in 2022 after the LA Times reported that there were no Black members of the HFPA, the Hollywood Foreign Press Association, that used to hand out these awards. And there were also ethical concerns about the organization. And it's since been bought, and the HFPA was formally disbanded. They expanded the number and types of voting members. So now it includes more than 300 entertainment journalists from around the world.
Yeah, and you wouldn't even know anything about that controversy based on the awards last night, because it seemed like people were having a lot of fun there. And stand-up comedian Nikki Glaser hosted the show. How did she wind up doing?
Nikki Glaser was a hit. And as you may know, she's known for roasting celebrities. Last night, she had some of the biggest Hollywood stars laughing at themselves.
Really, you're all so famous, so talented, so powerful. I mean, you could really do anything. I mean, except tell the country who to vote for. But it's okay. You'll get them next time. If there is one. I'm scared.
That was probably the most pointed political moment of the night. A few others brought up vague references to dark times.
All right. Any big surprises last night?
You know, the movie musical Wicked only got one win for its box office achievements. That's really an award for the fans. And Demi Moore surprised even herself when she was crowned Best Actress in a Musical or Comedy. She co-starred in the movie The Substance. And during her speech, she said it was her very first major acting award, even though she's been at it for more than 45 years. She recalled a producer once told her she was a popcorn actress and that she thought that maybe was her limit.
And as I was at kind of a low point, I had this magical, bold, courageous, out-of-the-box, absolutely bonkers script come across my desk called The Substance. And the universe told me that you're not done.
We'll see how all of these films do at the Oscars. The Golden Globes are just the start of award season.
I know. It officially begins. That's NPR entertainment correspondent Manalit Del Barco. Manalit, thanks.
Thank you.